Feathers and flight. They're remarkable. Answers with Ken Ham, one of the developers of the Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, what makes feathers and the ability to fly so incredible in your mind?
Well, in a nutshell, design. Let me explain. Evolutionists will tell you that feathers are just a product of random processes. They evolved, these scientists say, from scales to help some dinosaur jump a little higher and further. But as our scientist, Dr. David Menton, has shown, if you examine a feather and the structures needed for flight, it becomes obvious that they're products of marvelous design. If you look at a feather under a microscope, you'll notice it's nothing like a reptile scale. It has a main stem with barbs coming off to the left and right. From these are left-handed and right-handed barbules. The left-handed barbules have hooks, but the right-handed ones have ridges. The hooks slide along the ridges to keep the feather intact and make flight possible. Dr. Menton has also told me that there's even a mechanism for lubricating the hooks and ridges to reduce friction. This is done as the bird preens its feathers by rubbing oil from a special gland over the feathers. This is just a glimpse at this sophisticated system of design engineering. What a creator God we have. Contrary to the famous Jurassic Park movies, birds did not evolve from dinosaurs.
Ken Ham answers more of your questions about dinosaurs in a free booklet, which you can find by going to our website, answersradio.com.